Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
As expected, there's been a flurry of moves for head coaches in college basketball. Coaches leaving for better jobs, coaches getting fired. We expect that right now in March. You don't ever hear about coaches getting fired in college football in late March, but it happened yesterday at Stanford. Troy Taylor, and this, by the way, it said it was not by the AD, it was by the GM. Andrew Luck made the firing at Stanford. Maybe the first to ever hear about a GM doing a firing in college football.
I can't keep up.
Yeah, probably. I would imagine there was some sort of discussion with the AD and with the president of where it was at, but this had no chance of working out after the story broke with two.
Which was?
So the news was that Stanford fired coach Troy Taylor less than a week after it was revealed that the university investigations found he mistreated female staffers, according to documents obtained by ESPN. He received a warning for his conduct in February of last year. In June and July, he was cited for a second investigation for, quote, an ongoing pattern of concerning behavior by Coach Taylor. Led to his firing yesterday.
It appears that they brought in an independent research firm to study the allegations. Okay. But it happened twice. Right. So they were there once, then back in again.
Good night.
And so it just, when anytime you have anything like that, it's not going to go anywhere. And so there's two things. One, the treatment of people is the most important. And then two, the second part of it is like, you know, that there's no reason that can happen. And then also the information was that the team also, you know, he'd lost the team. And so you say, well, why'd they do it now? Well, that'd be the worst thing you can do is if you have all those scenarios lined up and you wait until December to do it, then you have all kinds of issues. So that part, and there will be people that want that job. It's still Stanford. I know it's in the ACC, which is odd,
it's still Stanford.
But it's a difficult, the job is ridiculously difficult compared to what it was 10 years ago. Because before it was like, come to Stanford, get a Stanford education, and your life is, and they're correct. Now, they can't operate at all, in the fast swing of NIL and transferring.
No.
It takes forever to get into Stanford. You have to write essays. You have to do all that. I mean, they have a protocol to get into Stanford. It takes, so all of a sudden, a guy goes in the portal, you know, like I said, like in when it opened up in December last year, and for football,
yes,
opens up in December,
yep. Late,
opens
yep.
up
right early December.
Hey, and a lot of times those guys are locked into a place within 2 days. Stanford, no chance,
takes
no chance of that.
Who's a successor then?
They listed the one of the, like you talked about one of them today, as Troy Walters, the receiver coach for the Bengals was mentioned as one of the names.
Is that right? Involved.
He's a Stanford guy. I think he was with Harbaugh there, correct?
Correct.
That's right. Yeah.
So Troy Walters, so ladies and gentlemen.
He was in Lincoln yesterday.
He was mentioned. Everyone that was mentioned was all NFL.
Okay, now there is Sports Illustrated put out a list. Pep Hamilton is on there, and he's not NFL. But Troy Walters was, Jake, you mentioned that. Troy Walters was here yesterday with the Bengals.
Yes, for Pro Day for Nebraska.
Working out guys. And they are eyeing Nayor, by the way.
They went heavily those with ties to Stanford. The list that I read. And it wasn't the ESPN.
By the way, he went 6-18. He's not, you know, this obviously is more than that, but he wasn't even good in his tenure there either.
Heavy ties. Greg Roman. Has ties. He was on the Harbaugh staff at there. There you go. Troy Walters. He's on this list. Tavita Pritchard.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Washington Commanders quarterbacks coach. You got to do better. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're in the ACC now. You're not hiring the Commanders quarterbacks coach. All right? You got to do better than that.
It has to be.
This isn't the freaking Pac Four, okay?
You have to have someone that is that understands the landscape tremendously,
like Dave Clausen.
You do. Someone that understands the landscape.
How about Dave Clausen?
Ooh, I like that name,
because I couldn't imagine the shock that it would be to go from the quarterback coach of the Commanders. To the head coach
to
of Stanford.
Running the ACC team.
It would be it's on the wrong coast. It would be like, hang on a second.
I was just coaching quarterback.
I just coached.
I had five guys in my room.
Yeah.
Not even.
Yeah. And so it's not
Davis
even.
Over here.
And so the difference is, that's why you need more that someone like, I need a hot new coordinator. No, you need somebody that can
lead this thing.
That can do this, that is like set up for this.
I just wonder if Clausen would be interested.
I don't know. How old is Clausen?
He is, I don't know.
Hey, hang on, I'll get it.
Here's an interesting
one. He just went through a very tough
road.
He's
57 years old.
He's all right.
Yeah, so he's okay.
He could
do it. Oh, yeah, absolutely could do it. But my point is, he just went through a hard run at Wake Forest. Why? Because they were up against it all the time. Every day.
Right.
Every day they were up against
it. What do you
mean? And guess where you are at Stanford? Besides, you know, every you're up against it. You're up against it. You're not sitting there going, well, who do you guys play? Well, we're in the ACC. Yeah, you know, we fly, you know, round trip somewhere around 6,000 miles.
Right. See, you're right. See, Clausen stepped down. He didn't get
fired. No.
So would he step back into a similar?
Why?
Yeah.
No, you'd step back into Oklahoma, or you'd step back into
Stanford.
Step back into Stanford after you just lived that nightmare. And I'm sure him and his wife are like going, "We're not doing that."
Hey, as Sports Illustrated points out, there may be no coach more closely connected to Andrew Luck than Chuck Pagano.
Chuck Pagano.
Pagano. Yeah. Could I sell you Pagano?
No, because it's
NFL guy.
He was an NFL head coach.
No, I agree with that. But just think of the difficulty. Mm-hmm. Right away, it's going to be someone that's going to be, okay, do I understand everything that's going on? And have I studied the crap out of it? Throw a name out to you. No one will come up and bring up, and I know because I listened to him that would do it. The guy that could steady the waters and has some idea with what's going on, Rick Neuheisel.
Bam.
Ooh.
I just wonder if he'd do it.
He would do it. He would do it. I don't talk to Rick Neuheisel. I have no idea.
You think he'd step in?
Yes, he would. He would do it, and that would be someone that could come in, and someone says, "Well, what does he know about it?" Well, you know a lot about it when he studies it like he does, because he's on TV, he's on a radio show, but he understands. He won't walk in going like, "What's this NIL thing now we got going?" No, he talks about it daily. He understands about that. What is this new thing here? No,
explain this to me.
Yeah, and also
explain the portal.
That's all they talk about every day. So they know about it. You don't talk about it in the NFL. You hear about it. You really don't know about it.
Another name. What about the guy that used to coach at Virginia?
What's that? Bronco Mendenhall would be an incredible hire.
Right. Would he be interested?
Well, he just went to Utah State, but no, if he hadn't have, he would have been,
would he go up, but wouldn't that be a move up?
Would be a move up. It would be a move up.
Mendenhall would strike me as a home run.
He's a builder.
He would be a home run. If his name was cleared, Fitzgerald would be one.
Ooh,
would be talked
Pat.
About. Pat God, Fitzgerald.
Would be, Sip loves Pat
would
Fitzgerald.
Be talked about it.
Now, yeah. I don't love, no, Fitzgerald, I just argued that why does everybody bow down to him? But would he be a good fit for this job? Yes,
he
would.
He's been studying, knows all about it, been at Northwestern, knows the hiccups, whatever, you name it. But the thing is, they've never settled this. Uh-uh. And it's supposedly going to court in November.
Oh, that'll be pleasant.
So when it goes, and it won't go to court. But my point is that no one can, I don't think you can touch him right now with hey, this is, you still have a lawsuit out there with you and Northwestern against each other.
No, I hear you.
So we're not getting in the middle of that conversation.
I hear you.
Neuheisel.
Rick Neuheisel.
I'd like to see Rick back at the game. It'd be great. It'd be awesome. The Spillover is next on Early Break. On
the Spill.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.